Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
President Joe Biden has been on the campaign trail this week in the important battleground state of Pennsylvania, and the president continues to make a play for steel union votes, made some announcements this week. We want to dig into what those are, what they might do, the downstream consequences, and what they actually might mean in terms of some votes come the first Tuesday of November. To help us break all of that down, Eric Boehm, of course, from Reason. And Eric, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Boyd, glad to be here.
All right, so a couple of days ago, the Biden administration launched a new line of attacks on the former president and made some new promises in terms of things relating to steel. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's right. A bit of contradiction here from the Biden administration and the Biden campaign. In the last couple of weeks, we've seen the Biden campaign start to ramp up this line of attack on, you know, basically trying to turn around the inflation issue on Trump and say, you know, well, okay, maybe you voters are concerned about inflation. Maybe the last years haven't been so bad. But look at what former President Donald Trump wants to do. If he gets elected in November, he's going to put more tariffs on things. He's proposed, like, this is a fair attack. I mean, Trump has proposed a 10% tariff on everything that comes into the country. He's also floated the idea of 60% tariffs on goods from China. That will undeniably raise prices for consumers and for businesses. And that's, you know, that's something that would certainly add to inflation. And so the Biden campaign has tried to turn this, you know, around on Trump, basically, and say, look, if you think inflation was bad while Joe Biden was in charge, well, just wait until Donald Trump gets back to the White House. And which is all fine and good. I think, you know, as political attacks go, I think it's actually probably a pretty reasonable one. But then you've got the president yesterday during what was nominally an official White House event, but realistically was just a campaign event in Pittsburgh, is standing up in front of a bunch of unionized steelworkers and promising that he's going to put new higher tariffs on steel from China. So, you know, at this point, I don't know. I guess it's just a competition over who can slap more tariffs on the right bad guys. I guess that's what we're doing now. We're just singling out political opponents on the international stage that we think deserve to be tariffed. And of course, tariffs are just taxes on consumers. So all of this guaranteed to backfire on Americans.
Yeah, on Americans. It may be helpful for a campaign moment, might do some wonders for their fundraising, may lock in a few extra votes here and there. But for the American people, it's not going to end well when it comes to prices for goods, for sure. And so I want to break it down just a little bit, because you hit a couple of things that I think are important for us to remember about a campaign. And that is you called it a nominally official gathering. We call it the Rose Garden on the Road strategy, where you do something that is sort of kind of almost within the realm of your governing duties, and then you make the rest of it feel very much like a campaign event. So clearly the Rose Garden on the Road is going to be a major strategy for President Biden. But now unpack for us both that strategy and then how all of this will actually impact the American people if this kind of tariff that, again, the president's clearly playing to the steel union votes. How's that all going to play out?
Yeah, right. I mean, obviously, that's what he's doing here, right? To take your last point first, he's obviously just playing to the steel union votes. He wants the applause from the blue-collar steel workers in a swing state like Pennsylvania, in a swing state like Ohio. You know, maybe that's enough to swing the election. Obviously, that's why these types of events are happening. But this is an official policy. There is official government weight behind this. The Commerce Department is now looking into, they've begun the process of investigating whether more tariffs on China would be appropriate. That's a lengthy process, may actually take us beyond the election before anything actually happens. As I said, the piece that I wrote for Reason, I think that the best thing that can be said about this proposal from Biden is that it would be ineffective, because we actually don't import much steel from China anymore. We want 20 years ago, but we just don't anymore. It is somewhere between the seventh and ninth, kind of it bounces up and down, but somewhere between the seventh and ninth largest source of steel the last few years to the United States. It is way behind. It accounts for about 2% of overall steel imports. Last year, it did about 2% of overall steel imports. It's miles behind places like Germany and Canada and Mexico, which are our biggest suppliers. And so ultimately, okay, slap some more tariffs on Chinese steel, whatever. You could cut Chinese steel completely out of the market and it wouldn't make much of a difference. So on one hand, he's acting like this is a, you know, a policy that's going to have significant serious, because this is, you know, real protectionism that's going to save American steelworking jobs. I mean, it's not. And if it did, if it was serious enough to actually shift the market, then it would cause price increases downstream that would be bad for consumers who are upset about inflation. So I don't know. This is just completely nonsensical to me. But about the only good thing that I can say about it is that it kind of won't matter.
Yeah. And I think that's so important for us to recognize. Again, the headlines are the headlines. And everyone can say, oh, wow, these big tariffs on Chinese steel. You know, playing tough, playing hardball with the Chinese, all of those kinds of things. America first, both sides of the aisle will, you know, dance on those kind of bumper stickers. And yet, as you said, at best, it's going to be a non-factor because we really don't use that much Chinese steel anymore. But the precedent in terms of the philosophy behind it is the one that we really should be taking a look at.
Yeah, I mean, it's concerning to me as somebody who recognizes the benefits of free trade that it's really concerning to me that you now have two major party presidential candidates. You've had, you know, now at this point, two consecutive presidents and presidential administrations that have been pretty openly hostile to free trade. Trump obviously put a bunch of tariffs in place, raised the overall tariff rates that had fallen for decades until he got into office. And now, you know, overall average U.S. tariff rates went up during his tenure. Biden has kept most of those in place. He's loosened a few of them in small ways, but the big ones are still there. And now Biden, of course, is talking about adding more. So you do have, you know, kind of a locking in that occurs with any policy when you have, you know, a one president come in and make a bunch of policy changes and the next administration of a different party doesn't roll those things back. You know, you can look at anything from, like, you know, the Patriot Act implemented under George W. Bush, and then, you know, a lot of that maintained and expanded by Barack Obama. And now you have a, you know, a national security apparatus that is basically impossible to dislocate. And it's the same sort of thing on trade policy. Once you have multiple administrations backing similar and similarly bad policies, then it becomes really difficult to get that out of the public policy mainstream here in D.C.
Yeah, no question about that. And it is the big threat and the big danger, I think, when you play the populist politics card. And as you said, we've seen it on the Democrats and the Republicans, and that makes it the precedent and that becomes the governing philosophy. And as you pointed out, that if this kind of policy continues to go, the biggest impact, the hardest hit are going to be American citizens and consumers who are going to pay more for those goods and services. And that, to me, is the thing that goes way beyond the bumper sticker. Eric Boehm, reporter at Reason, great piece at Reason.com. Check that out today because it'll help you see beyond the headlines of what everybody's touting in terms of this America first and tariffs and protectionism, because it really isn't quite what it means or what it seems to mean in the headlines. Underneath it, there's some really bad policy that ultimately hurts American consumers. Eric, as always, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Boyd.
All right, we'll step aside for one last break. Some final thoughts on Inside Sources coming up next.